From the American College of Cardiology, this is Dr. Deepak Bhatt, Senior Associate Editor for ACC.org. I'm filling in this week for Dr. Kim Eagle on Eagle's Eye View, your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. This week, I'm giving you a preview of some of the hottest trials at ACC 18. I should point out that at the time of this recording, I actually don't know the results of any of these late-breaking clinical trials, including ones I'm involved with. So if anyone was tuning in to get some inside information about what these late-breaking clinical trials showed, you might as well stop listening right now because I don't know the results. But I am going to tell you what I think will be interesting. And in fact, it looks like a great lineup starting off on Saturday, March 10th. The opening session will be Odyssey. That is a trial of the PCSK9 inhibitor alirucumab versus placebo in patients with acute coronary syndromes being treated with statins. So we will see whether Odyssey provides results similar to Fourier, which studied evolucumab in a more stable cardiovascular population, or whether PCSK9 inhibitors behave differently in patients who've had an ACS. Whatever the trial shows, I think it will be really informative to the discussion of whether PCSK9 inhibitors should or should not be used more broadly, especially given their cost considerations. Later on in that same session, the VEST trial will be presented. This examines the wearable cardioverter defibrillator in patients after myocardial infarction, and I think this trial will be very important in terms of the fate of the VEST and how broadly it will or won't be used. Day 2, Sunday, March 11th, also promises to be quite interesting. There are actually a lot of great trials. I'm just going to touch upon a few that seem particularly interesting to me. The TREAT trial will examine patients with ST segment elevation myocardial infarction treated with lytics who have been randomized to ticagrelor or to clopidogrel. So this will provide some novel information about whether ticagrelor has a role in these patients who've been treated with lytic for their STEMI. And of course, worldwide, there's still a lot of patients with STEMI being treated with lytic. Also that morning will be the SECURE PCI trial. This is a trial examining loading doses of atorvastatin versus placebo in ACS patients with planned revascularization. I think it's a great study that is examining whether pre-treatment with statins in the context of ACS and likely PCI reduces important ischemic events. Later that day, Momentum 3 will be presented. The first part of that trial has already been published in New England Journal of Medicine, so this is the longer-term data from that study. I think the trial will be of interest to doctors involved in the care of LVAD patients, of course, but I predict even more broadly it will be of interest to those involved in the care of heart failure patients. Some more data from the CANTOS trial will be presented, with canakinumab, an anti-inflammatory agent that was shown to be effective in reducing cardiovascular events. Now we'll be finding out the results specifically in that subgroup of patients with chronic kidney disease, a cohort that's typically at high cardiovascular risk. And also the COMPASS trial analysis examining major adverse limb events, or MALE, will be presented. I hate that acronym, but it seems to be catching on in the PAD world. And MALE refers to major adverse limb events, bad stuff like amputations, major amputations. And we already know from the main COMPASS trial that rivaroxaban at a low dose plus aspirin reduced MALE. But what this analysis will examine is how MALE does or does not predict future cardiovascular events. So beyond the rivaroxaban story, I think it'll be really interesting in enhancing our understanding of PAD events and what risk they may carry. The final day of ACC, Monday, March 12th, also promises lots of great data. There'll be some more clinical trial results from the CANTOS trial presented, specifically looking at incident type 2 diabetes, which was a pre-specified outcome in the trial. As well, the SMART DATE trial will be presented. That examines 6 months versus 12 months of DAPT in patients who've undergone percutaneous coronary intervention after an acute coronary syndrome. That remains a really interesting topic, just what the right duration of DAPT should be. I'll mention two other analyses as well that are being presented that day. The first is from Get With The Guidelines Heart Failure, a registry. It's not a randomized trial, but it examines how hospitals perform on the 30-day risk standardized mortality and what the association may be with long-term survival after a heart failure hospitalization. And there's been a lot of discussion, debate, controversy over heart failure readmissions, mortality, whether these are good metrics, what the associations may be. So I think this will prompt a lot of discussion at ACC, regardless of what the findings might be. And a second analysis having to do with heart failure hospitalizations and effects on mortality is an examination of the pulmonary artery pressure sensor. And there's been randomized data, of course, on this approach to try to reduce heart failure hospitalizations, but this is real-world data, a comparative effectiveness study. So I think that this should help shed further light on what the role of this technology should be. I actually put one in just yesterday in an older woman with recurrent bad heart failure, but also with bad lung disease, also obesity, very hard to tell when she calls and says she's dyspneic what it might be from. So it does appear that this technology is useful, but now we're going to get some real-world data to see if that impression I just provided is true or not. So I think it'll be interesting, whatever it shows. So as you can see, a really nice lineup of randomized trials, registry analyses, real-world analyses. I hit upon some of the high points, but there are lots of good studies that I didn't have a chance to cover. So I think for those of you that are staying at home, holding down the fort, taking care of patients while the rest of us are at ACC, hopefully this gives you a taste of what's to come. You'll be able to tune in to acc.org so that the acc.org team can provide you with updates of exactly what's going on down there in Orlando. I think it's going to be a fantastic meeting, so please do tune in. Thanks very much for listening to this week's Eagle's Eye View, your weekly cardiovascular update from acc.org. All the topics I discussed today can be found on the American College of Cardiology's website. Please find us there or wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great week.